So shown here in step one are the non-echocardiographic variables that they used as part of this algorithm. This includes the FVC percent predicted over DLCO percent predicted ratio, current and past evidence of telangiectasias, positive serum anticentromere antibody, serum NT-proBNP, serum urate levels, and then an ECG showing right axis deviation. So these six simple assessments are used in step one of the algorithm, and a score is devised, and this determines whether patients proceed on to echocardiography. So step two of this algorithm involves echocardiographic variables. And here we're looking at the right atrial area and tricuspid regurg velocity. If patients have a score here of more than 35, these patients will then proceed on to right heart catheterization. So the DETECT algorithm recommended right heart catheterization in about 62% of patients and only missed 4% of pulmonary arterial hypertension patients. So it's certainly a tool that can be helpful in evaluating our patients with systemic sclerosis for pulmonary hypertension.